he's saying, what? This time you're going to have to what? Go after it. You can't keep sitting back thinking I'm going to bring it to you on a platter. We want the scripture. We want this. He prepareth a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. I know God will do that. But do you want him to pick up the fork and the knife also? It is time for us to what? You're going to have to do something to obtain what God has promised. When you get to the fifth verse of Deuteronomy 20, God sent me here, again, NIV version, after they got a word from the priest, it says, the officers shall say to the army, has anyone built a house and not yet begun to live in it? Let him go home. Or he may die in the battle and someone else may begin to live in it. Verse 6, has anyone planted a vineyard and has not begun to enjoy it? Let him go home. Or he may die in the battle and someone else enjoy it. Has anyone become pledged to a woman and not married her? Let him go home. Or he may die in the battle and someone else marry her. Then the officer shall add, is there anyone afraid and faint-hearted? Let him go home, so that his fellow soldiers do not become disheartened.